TanCast.
TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb. It contains explicit language and adult content. It is not recommended for younger listeners. When you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes. If you're brave or foolish enough to still be listening, enjoy the show.
Welcome, foolish mortals, to the Haunted Mansion. I am your host, your ghost host.
The crypt doors creak and the tombstones quake.
Spooks come out for a swing and wake.
Happy haunts materialize
and begin to vocalize.
Grim ghosts come out to socialize. Now don't close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side.
Shrouded in a dark disguise,
they pretend to terrorize.
Grim ghosts come out to socialize. As the moon climbs high o'er the dead oak tree,
spooks arrive for the midnight spree.
Creepy creeps with eerie eyes
start to shriek and harmonize.
Grim ghosts come out to socialize. When you hear the knell of a requiem bell,
weird ghosts dream where spirits dwell.
Restless bones etherealize,
rise as spooks of every size.
Your cadaverous pallor betrays an aura of foreboding, almost as though you sense a disquieting metamorphosis. Is this haunted room actually stretching, or is it your imagination? And consider this dismaying observation. This chamber has no windows and no doors. Which offers you this chilling challenge to find a way out. Of course, there's always my way.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast. Oh, well, welcome to TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast, motherfuckers.
We have nothing to talk about. We just talked the day.
Yep, we're starting off with some excitement. Everybody's yawning. I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the in TanCast.
I'm Noah. That's it.
Remember when Noah would come up with something spectacular every week, and now he doesn't even try?
It's been a year, sir. We jumped the shark.
When did TanCast jump the shark?
The very first time we said, hello, and welcome to TanCast. Like we thought there were people listening who would care.
I think me and Tim were talking about this. I'm like, shark, we don't even have like a motorcycle to jump over the shark with.
We are low budget. We have a pogo stick that we borrowed.
We have a big wheel that we stole from a little kid.
That's not even a shark. It's just a plastic toy. Someone went to Marine World and got it for us.
A plushie.
Or Discovery Kingdom, whatever it is.
Marine World. I remember when it was in Redwood City. It was nice then. Now it's there.
Spider-Man used to be there.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember the commercials. He would be crying. Wasn't he climbing on the rope thing?
I thought you said he was crying on the rope thing.
I don't know why I'm at this crappy theme park.
My career's so wrong.
So apparently, if the whole Marvel Disney thing, if Universal already has a ride with a Marvel character, Disney can't make a ride out of that same Marvel character.
Hmm.
Which sucks, because I think there's a Hulk ride.
Well, I mean...
Well, Disney could do a Thing ride.
Well, that may be until the licensing runs out, because they're just licensing the characters, right?
Right, but I don't know how long we have until that I'm part of the board.
Oh, yeah,
well,
you're
we've
like,
been
we're
looking
here,
at the contracts, and I don't know when it's going to be expired.
Me and the other board discussed these things.
Yes, we had a meeting the other day. We wanted to get in the meeting before the long weekend.
Disney could do a She-Hulk ride. It'd be just like regular Hulk, except with, more attention paid to the fundamentals and less with the slam dunking and showboating.
What? By fundamentals, do you mean fun bags?
No, I think I was just saying that She-Hulk plays for the WNBA.
Ah.
There you go.
Sports joke. That's why it fell flat. Maybe you'd like to talk about hockey for another 20 minutes.
Ooh, sick.
Hey, I think Jess would like that.
Oh, Jess is a hockey fan?
Yes.
How'd you find that out?
Comments.
There's been comments? I haven't even looked today.
There's been a ton of comments. Especially about your right-wing friend post thing.
Well, that I've seen. Those didn't happen today.
Well, your mom happened today. What do you want from me?
Very little. I know what I want from you. Hey, Noah, you want to know what I want from you?
No.
Tim wants to fuck.
Tan laughs. Everybody's got a laughing place. A laughing place to go, go, go. Come on in, give us all a friend. And you'll find yours, I know. Tan laughs.
Jess has changed his signature to be Tancast's number one hockey fan.
Oh, I thought it was going to be number one Androgynous fan.
No, he was that for a while.
You know what? That does not look like a girl to me at all. It kind of
does.
Sorry for Jess.
To me.
No, not at all. Not to me.
What? All right, well.
Not even a little bit. So Jess, it's okay. Jess, people were saying Jess's picture, he looked like a girl. He does not look like a girl in this picture.
No. Looks like a butch girl.
No.
Short hair?
No. Like a really butch girl in the same way that like a super butch girl might look like me, you know, with the facial hair and the cropped head.
He didn't have facial hair in that picture unless he changed it.
I know. I'm saying, unless you were very confused about gender or you were looking at one manly fucking broad. No, we're just going to have to agree to disagree, and we're going to have to agree that you like trannies.
Whoa. Yeah, they're hot.
Tim, can I get a second on that?
That Noah likes trannies?
Yes.
I cannot confirm or deny.
Well, I think Noah just confirmed, so we'll consider the motion passed with two yays and one abstaining. Next item?
Do you guys ever watch Auto-Tune the News on YouTube?
I've watched a couple.
My favorite one is when they were voting on something, and, like, all opposed say yay, yay, all opposed say no, hell no. Like, it's so, I can't do it justice by just saying it. Let me find the link. Jesus Christ, Tim, learn how to type.
Yeah, we've been saying that a long time.
Yeah, everybody who reads the blog has been saying that.
Yes. And as I commented on our most recent Tancast, whales with an H swim in the ocean. Whales without an H is a place in the UK.
As I commented on this current Tancast, Andy, go fuck yourself.
You comment that on every episode, Tim.
Yes, right.
You know what I like about Tim? He likes to take constructive criticism and just grow from it. He likes to listen.
That was not constructive. That was mockery.
No.
That was belittling.
He was trying to
That was putting
you.
Me in my place. He's like, look at me. I'm better than Tim. I know what Wales is. I went to a fancy school.
Didn't you guys go to the same school?
Yeah.
For part of the time. High school. Went to the same high school.
We went to the same college as well.
Very briefly.
All right.
All right, so the Tan laughs. Blam, blam.
I just clicked on your link, Tim, the Auto-Tune the News.
Yeah.
As soon as I saw Michelle Bachman, it made me stabby.
Which one's Michelle Bachman?
The very first one singing.
Sorry, I started to jump ahead.
She's like batshit crazy. And she was recently quoted saying something about how the Democrats are trying to keep her and Sarah Palin down because they want to make sure that the first woman president is a Democrat woman president. Like, no, ma'am. Sane people are trying to keep you down because you're batshit crazy and yet somehow represent a whole ton of people in the U.S. Congress.
Isn't that how it works?
Well, apparently with her, yes, it does. Makes me wonder, who the fuck are the retards who keep electing her?
You?
No, not me, sir. I'm not from Minnesota.
I don't know.
I can't remember. It's some place I don't care about. I just care that she's fucking in Congress, and they keep putting her on the news, and people listen to her.
Minnesota.
It bugs me that sane people... No, it bugs me that anyone listens to insane people.
Well, people listen to us.
We're not insane.
Oh, we are insane.
No, we're
insane.
Weird.
Insane! Got no brain!
We're batshit crazy.
Yep. We should call up Van and ask him what the fuck is up with Minnesota.
I'll call up my wife's friend who's getting married in a couple months. Oh, I'm going to Minnesota. Maybe I can go slap some people around.
Thank you for pronouncing months like I do.
No problem. months.
Hey, there's six letters in there. Pronounce them all.
All right. Well, I'm going to go with a tan laugh from Victoria.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Victoria. How you doing?
Victoria. I don't know why I went with the Duran Duran parody on that, but yeah. I did.
By the way, Tim, I think your bandwidth is suffering because you sound like shit. More shitty than normal.
You sound like shit.
He looks like shit, too. Whew. Let me tell you,
actually,
sir.
You guys sound fine, so probably is just my bandwidth. Or maybe you suck. I don't know.
No, because Noah sounds fine. Therefore, I say it's you.
Well, not much I can do about it now.
Mm.
Really? You think I have something I can do about it?
No.
All right, then. Shut your mouth.
Read your joke, Oompa Loompa.
That's what I was trying to do, but you keep fucking caterwauling about my fucking bandwidth.
Wow, bandwidth. Wow.
Caterwaul.
That reminds me. Noah showed me his Wookiee translator app on his iPhone. And he's like, you press it, talk into it, and then it talks back in Wookiee. So he goes, Tim is a faggot. And he goes, Rrr. And I was like, wait, give me that. And I go, Tim is a faggot. And it goes, Rrr. I was like, why is it saying something different? We said the same thing. That's not Wookiee translating. It's just doing whatever. And then Noah goes, I wonder what happens if you speak Wookiee into it. And he goes, Rrr. And it goes back. I was like, I think this thing is useless. Oh. If you're stuck on the Wookiee's home planet and you have this, you're fucked.
Kashyyyk? Kashyyyk?
I knew I wasn't going to be able to pronounce it.
Hashish?
Hashish.
Hashish.
Yeah, apparently that's what you're on when you think of Wookiees.
That's a problem. George Lucas became sober by the time the 90s rolled around, and that's why the last three suck.
Yep.
You say George Bush?
Did I?
No. I'm pretty
Maybe
sure
you just cut out and it sounded like George Bush.
Well, whatever. We'll hear it later in editing. Tim will hear it later in editing. I'll hear it much later when I get around to listening to the episode and going, why does my voice give me diarrhea?
Diarrhea.
Oh, speaking of Wookiees really quickly, Adam Savage dressed as a Wookiee at Dragon Con.
I bet he did. That dirty, dirty birdie.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a picture of it?
Nope.
I was going to say, that if that's a picture of it, Noah is right on the ball. I was like, I intuit Andy is going to talk about Adam Savage. Here you go. Whoa, no, not Wookiee. Titty.
What is this? I mean, titties. I see what it is, but what is the point of it?
Has nothing to do with anything we're talking about.
It's a scantily dressed gal with huge boobs.
It was a side link to where the jokes I've been reading from, and I was like, oh, look at this. And then
I don't want to be selfish. I want to share these bosoms.
Tim, please pronounce the huge boobs correctly.
Huge boobs.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, and now back to Victoria's joke, or fourth to Victoria's joke, as I have not come back to it. So, back when Bill Clinton and Hillary got married, Bill told her, "There's one thing I want you to know. There's a box under my bed, and I don't want you to look in it until I die." Hillary agreed to this, but over the years, curiosity got the better of her, and she finally looked in it. She found three beer cans and $1.5 million in cash. When she asked Bill what the beer cans were for, he replied, "Well, those are for all the times I've cheated on you." Hillary said, "Well, that's not bad after all these years and being a politician and traveling and all." She was about to leave, but then she said, "Hey, Bill, what about the $1.5 million? Bill replied, "That's for all the times the box got full and I had the cash in the cans."
Oh.
I actually already used that tan laugh. But not on TanCast. I told it to my in-laws.
The ones who hate
They're of a Republican persuasion.
Yes. I made sure to watch any political things that started to pop out of my mouth when I was there. Because sometimes I just throw it into casual conversation. Which is like it's a one-off joke and blah, 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 something at the Republicans' expense. So, look at me, I'm witty.
I make jokes for a living.
it's typically Tim, blah, 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 blah. Fuck Rush Limbaugh. Okay then.
That's a good one. One other joke. This is actually from Mr. Potato Head at the Toy Story Mania ride in Disney's California Adventure. What did the grape say when it got stepped on?
Ketchup.
That thing, it just let out a little wine.
Yes.
Yeah!
How did you know that?
You
haven't been on that ride.
No, I've not been on that ride. It's a classic bad joke.
You're a classic bad joke.
Your mom's a classic bad joke on my nuts.
Ooh, it burns. Oh. It burns.
Indeed. Indeed.
You guys are silly. Why do I hang out with you?
I don't know.
Wait, there's a not safe for work link? Hmm. Sorry.
Where's there a not safe for work link?
Tim and I are tan casting. Noah is finding porn.
No, it's all linked to this joke thing. There's like, well, there's that girl that I sent you the link of, and she was on the hot links, which would seem like it wouldn't be safe for work. And then I noticed another tab that said not safe for work. I'm like, well, what the fuck's on there that wasn't on,
What's less safe than that? Than big titties half hanging out of a bra.
No. Anyways, do you want to go or you want me to go, Andy?
I'll go.
All right, you go. Go
so ahead. This set of tan laughs comes from Todd. 10 signs you might be trailer trash. Your wife's hairdo was once ruined by a ceiling fan. You've been married 3 times and still have the same in-laws. You can't get married to your sweetheart because there's a law against it. You think loading a dishwasher means getting your wife drunk.
Hey-o.
Your toilet paper has page numbers on it. Somebody hollers, "Ho down!" and your girlfriend hits the floor. If a tornado hits your home and causes $10,000 worth of improvement. Anyone in your family ever died right after saying, "Hey, y'all, watch this!" You think Dom Perignon is a mafia boss. You think a woman who is out of your league bowls on a different night. And finally, looking forward to the next show. Shit, I already did 10, and this is just him saying he's looking forward to the next show. Andy fail! He didn't number them,
no,
and I'm very simple.
I think that's a sign you're white trash if you're looking forward to the next Tancast.
Yes, that is sign number 10. Looking forward to the next show. Or number 11, if you want to count like a white person.
Count like a white person.
Now Tim is singing instead of Noah.
Zippity Tim is singing for no reason.
Do you really need a reason to sing?
Stealing Noah's bits!
Like a little piece of shit!
Idiot!
Alright, weirdos. Noah, your turn.
Alright. First, I'm going to send you a link of ridiculously hot redheads.
Alright, do that. By the way, do we actually want to cop to how soon after the last Tancast we're doing this?
2 days. Because as I was editing it, and I was like, oh, well, so I'm going to be, you know, doing this show in L.A. and being at the D23 Expo, and then I'm going to be in the San Francisco Comedy Competition. Like I said, all this as I was editing it, the last one, I was like, fuck, when the hell am I going to edit the next one? After we record it, like, by that time, it'll be time for the next one.
We'll always be a week behind, playing catch-up.
I could not allow that.
Trying to pay next week's bills with this week's funny. No, it would be last week's bills with this week's funny. Well, you still got where I was going.
Funny.
Deliciously funny. Anyways, you guys are ready for some jokey jokes?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Blabble right. On. I'm going to look at boobs.
What is brown and gurgles?
You should have asked me about 12 hours ago.
Not your butthole. A baby in a casserole.
Oh.
All right, I got another one for you.
I thought not your butthole was just the worst punchline ever. What's brown and gurgles? Not your butthole.
What was the actual punchline?
Baby in a casserole.
Why is it brown?
Because it's been cooking.
Oh. I thought it was maybe a black baby.
Nah.
Well, they make the best eaten.
Okay. I got one more for you. One more. You ready? You ready for this?
I am.
What do you get when you cross a black guy and a Mexican?
A racist punchline.
Someone too lazy to steal.
What did you just say, Noah?
I said someone too lazy to steal.
Ah. I like a racist punchline. That's funny.
Thank you. I think I tickled Tim.
I'm not amused.
That tickled me. Why doesn't that amuse you, Noah?
That's not funny.
If you were not entertained, you did not drink enough booze.
I didn't drink enough booze.
That's a Bloodhound Gang reference.
You and your fucking Bloodhound Gang.
I know, I love the Bloodhound Gang. Bloodhound Gang is awesome.
How about a shut the fuck up Andy reference?
They say things like life's short and hard like a bodybuilding elf. Which is clever, when you think about it.
I'm not thinking about it, though. So, it's not that clever. You ever think about that?
They wrote a song about vagina called 3.14, which means pie.
I can't remember what I was reading, but there was something like, this ass is so nice that if you showed pi, you know, 3.14 with the decimals repeating, like it finally stops repeating when it sees this ass.
What the fuck?
That's a long way to go for an ass compliment there, Tim.
Well, it was on cracked. They like to be wordy. But funny. Love me some cracked.
But funny.
Yeah. So, how was everybody's tan 2 days?
Excellent.
Have you changed the world over Labor Day weekend?
I did.
No, but I healed the world.
The world is a different place.
For you and for me and the entire human race.
A better place, if you will.
There are people dying, caring enough for the living, make a better place to have sex with children. Sorry, Michael. Cheap shot.
Yep.
Why are you gonna diss on Michael?
Because I know I'm kidding, and now he knows I'm kidding.
Because you said just kidding?
Yep.
He doesn't know anything. His meat sack stopped hearing things, like, what was that, a month and a half ago?
His spirit moonwalks among us all.
Did he moonwalk right into your heart?
That happened a long time ago.
Did he?
Is that what my son was doing that day in the pool? Was he taunting Michael's spirit?
Aww.
He was doing his own moonwalk.
He was?
Kind of more of a fruit basket walk than a moonwalk. Started off as a moonwalk, then he bent further over. The very first time Caitlin and I, well, the very first time, we only did it twice total. We put him naked in that little pool. Her mom came out and saw him and was like, we could see, like, she didn't want to say anything, but she was scandalized. Like, there's a naked baby in my backyard. What will the neighbors think? Like, relax. You got like 7-foot-high fences. You know, if Andre the Giant happens to live next door to you, or Shaq gets up on Mini-Me's shoulders to peer over that fence.
Maybe he's getting naked all the time.
Wouldn't Mini-Me get up on Shaq's shoulders? Because Shaq would crush Mini-Me.
I think it's funnier for Shaq to be standing on Mini-Me's shoulders, because Shaq himself wouldn't be quite tall enough to see over those big-ass fences.
Mm.
He'd need a couple extra inches.
Mm.
That's where Mini-Me comes in.
And what does it matter if anybody sees a naked baby? It's just a naked baby.
Well, apparently YouTube has a problem with it, but other than that, you're right. It's just a naked baby.
Yep.
Are you going to tell that story about how YouTube pulled your naked baby?
Oh, no, I just tweeted about it. I never told the story. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you told it. I know. I heard it.
Well, it just means I told it to you.
Well, I just don't remember if it was on Tancast or when we were just chatting after Tancast.
That's the thing. We got to stop talking except during Tancast.
We can never interact unless we're Tancasting.
Yep. No more game nights, especially since I don't live anywhere nearby, and you make me jealous.
You can move nearby.
I could.
Sell a house, move to California.
If I had not had my standard of housing reset.
They got nice houses here.
They do.
I'm living in one.
Can I afford them?
Yeah.
No, sir.
Yeah, you can.
Sure. In this market, you can get one for a song.
Not any song I can sing.
Yes, just unfortunately sing. The song is, bend over and take it in the colon.
Or the colon.
And many more.
Yeah, that song is, still very expensive, can't sell your house. Yeah,
you gotta unload that piece of shit you got over there.
Yeah, yeah. I looked at what my current piece of shit is worth.
Million.
No, but...
10 million.
You know, we got a good deal on it. We didn't get taken to the cleaner when we bought it, but apparently the housing market has still gone ahead and put us way underwater. I was a little depressed. Especially when I figured out that this house that we now owe money on instead of having equity in... now has termites, too.
Hey, look at termites all around.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of termites, the new apartment we moved into has termites as well. And, like, so I called... Like, the management company seems much more active this time. Like, you know, they called me back, which is always always a step in the right direction. And then they sent an exterminator, like, the next day. But this is what the exterminator did. He came out, verified we had termites, and said he'd be back. I'm like, why send an you're not really an exterminator. You're a guy who comes and looks at shit. You're a looker-hater.
Yeah, you're a pre-exterminator.
They said, yep, them's termites.
I guess they don't believe you.
Yeah, like I thought I was just making it up for attention. Like I'm a termite hypochondriac.
He's a checker-baiter.
I'm like, you don't got raid something? Those fuckwads are still alive and munching away.
Could be eating your food next.
Wouldn't it make sense, like, even if they thought that there was the possibility of termites to go, we'll come out and check, and we'll bring the shit to kill them if there are.
Nah. That's for suckers.
Like, do they suppose that, first, is it, like, that expensive to just move the shit that kills termites around?
Yeah, no, it stays in one place. It's just this big radioactive chemical.
That's yeah, they gotta get, like, special permission to drive it across town from the federal government. Just the permit process alone takes weeks and weeks.
I don't have termites. I'm happy about this.
Really? Have you checked your vagina?
Yep. Wait, you said my vagina?
Your vagina. They like to hide in your vagina.
No, they're good.
Well, one of Noah's redhead pictures finally made me yell, turn around, in my head.
Turn around?
Turn around.
Is that what that that link is?
Yes, that's what that link is.
Turn around every now and then a hello.
Did Tim just yell turn around in his head?
No. She's got kind of a horse face.
Tim and his horse face.
I don't have a horse face.
I know, but you're sensitive face. To the horse facedness.
I am.
Her face looks fine
off.
To me.
Horse.
Really? These are the hottest redheads ever? Some of them I'm like, you look alright.
Turner Brown.
Turn around, horse face.
So what do you think you guys will be doing between now and the next Tancast?
I'm probably going to finish watching Harper's Island.
You enjoying that, sir?
Yeah, we're about halfway through and there's
been
a lot of
people
dead.
It's no Glee, but you know, it'll do in a pinch.
Tim, you are alone in your Glee hate.
Yeah, I know. I'm not afraid to stand alone.
No,
just
and
like
I
you and
have
Crocs.
Glee. Yes, me and my Crocs, and me and fucking Air Force One.
Yes, you and Air Force One.
Get off my plane! Gee, I wonder how the movie ends! Thank you, trailer!
That's not the end of the movie.
Well, it's close enough. It should have been the end of the movie, because the real end of the movie is like, oh, we're still in danger. I'm guessing we're probably going to get out of it, though, and the main bad guy's off the plane. Oh, there's a twist you saw coming.
No, you didn't.
Yes,
anyway,
did.
Talk about your Harper's Ferry, or your Ferry Island, or your Andy's a Ferry, or whatever you're talking about.
I was waiting for it. As soon as I heard the word ferry, I'm like, Andy's a Ferry. In 3, 2, there we go.
And victory.
Predictable in 4. Like I said, pretty okay so far. There's been a couple of moments where it's like, get on with the story. But for the most part, people die at a pretty regular clip.
Every episode.
That always makes me happy.
What I love is the fact that the episodes are named after onomatopoeia sounds for the last murder, or I think it's murder in every episode. Because I think there was one where there was an accidental death, and it was actually, the name of the episode was not named for that death. It was named for a previous death that had actually been a murder.
And the name was?
Oh, I don't remember. Hang on, give me a sec.
You
was
are a
like,
failure!
Bang, like Kerplunk swap. And Splash. And
have you watched it too, Noah?
Yeah, I actually watched the whole series as it aired.
Ah. Yeah, I'm just getting around to it.
Oh, it's over?
Yeah, it's
over. Oh, yeah, months ago.
Months.
Okay.
Months. Yeah, it was over in July, yes. Started in the springtime, when I feel as happy as a little girl.
Little girl, Andy is a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
Andy's a big girl. Fuck me.
Yeah, so here are the episode names. Flap, Crackle, Kablam, Bang, Thwack, Sploosh, Thrack, Splat, Sizzle, which is the one we just finished watching, Gurgle, Seep.
You're spoiling it for yourself if you keep going.
Oh yeah, totally giving it away. Seep, Snap, Splash, Gasp, and Sigh.
The butler totally did it.
I know, the butler totally did do it.
Actually, I know who did it.
Was it the butler?
No.
Is there a butler?
No.
No, not really.
There's
That's
a bartender.
Why I thought I was safe saying it.
There's a person who runs a hotel. No real butler, per se, though.
I run the hotel. The hotel of Noah's mom's vagina.
Mm-hmm.
You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave.
I thought you were going to say you can check in, but you don't check out.
Noah's mom's vagina, huh?
Smells like
vagina.
I was like, well, how is Noah going to rhyme vagina?
I thought I could come up with something, but I could not.
With a smell, no less. I was like, this is going
to
be
It's hard to rhyme a word like vagina. Kevin Klein kinda. North Carolina.
Tancast, the musical.
Andy sings Bloodhound Gang, not as well as the original.
Fucking wow. Hey, what's with you and Bloodhound Gang? Did you just rediscover them or something?
You guys just said it's hard to rhyme vagina. That is the chorus for the song 3.14 that I was just talking about. It's just puffing.
Wow, that is a scary looking little baby pig.
What?
Really?
The baby pig you were telling me about?
Yes.
At game night? I had never looked... Beyond the dog.
Oh, good. I thought I'd lost consciousness for a second there, and the conversation had changed without me.
There you go. There's the link to the article.
Is that really scary?
That is a wrinkly little baby pig.
You said he was scary.
No, I didn't. Katie did.
Yes, you did.
No, Katie did.
You did.
No.
You did. It's kind of scary looking.
Tancast listeners, Tim is just making shit up right now.
Yeah, Tim is making up the truth.
You can go back and look at the comments on Facebook. I never said it was scary.
You said it was scary at the party. You said you wouldn't like it to be coming rushing at you.
No, that's Katie. You, I don't know why you're confusing me with Katie, but I am not Katie.
Because you have bodacious tatas.
Because I didn't read any of your comments. I just heard what you were saying at the party, and I thought you were passing that off as your own opinion.
Nope, I said Katie said all this.
So what do you think of the pig?
I think he's fine. I would pick him up. I would pet him. I put him in my pocket. Came around.
It's kind of scary looking, though.
Why is it scary looking? It looks like a pig.
But it looks all wrinkly. It looks like a pig elephant thing. It looks like a pig
pig
broom.
Elephant. It looks like an alien. Raisin. Elephant caused with a raisin.
What?
This
what's
is
that
dumb.
From?
Every now and then, Tim and Noah go off track and they have stupid conversations. I couldn't rhyme anything.
That's right. You weren't funny either, so it worked out.
Yeah, so, anyways, it's about animals being cute and taking care of each other. Ooh, sometimes I see those links, I'm like, I know someone in my friends list will appreciate this.
I forget what I was going to say.
That was a great story.
Wasn't important.
Wasn't it?
Tell me more.
I can't tell you anymore. That's all I've got. You can replay that and listen to that story again and again. You'll hear all something new every time.
All that talk about the cute baby piglet, though, made me think of when Trey Parker and Matt Stone, or is it Matt Parker and Trey Stone? I always get those
Trey
guys
Trey Parker
confused.
And Matt Stone.
There we go. Those guys on one of the South Park season DVDs have these little, like, in-betweener things, like, introducing the episodes when you hit play all. And in it, they're doing Makin' Bacon with Makin', and Makin's a pig. They're, like, making bacon casserole with bacon topping and just all this bacon shit right in front of the pig. And then eventually wind up feeding a bunch of the bacon to the pig.
Naturally, as you would do.
Pig's probably like, this is delicious. Like, yes, you are.
And that's why we're going to kill you.
And then cut you up. And then fry you. And then eat you with eggs. Or perhaps on top of a hamburger.
One time, I ate pig rinds at the pig races.
You're looking right at the pig. You better hurry up. You better hurry up. This is the slow ones.
Mm-hmm. The slow ones are delicious. That's how we know.
Nummy num num nums.
Pig rinds.
There's a question on answerbag.com. Would you feed a pig bacon? The top answer is not at $4.65 a freaking pound, I won't.
That's my bacon.
Yeah. Bacon goes into me. Nom, nom,
I got
nom.
Bacon in the freezer. Maybe I should have some. Not now.
Go ahead, start frying it up.
No.
Frying it up on the Barry Gibb frying pan.
Nope. Talking up on the Barry Gibb talk show.
Ha, 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 ha.
I still think that should be Barry Gibb's having sex.
Yeah.
Dirty. Yeah, sexing up.
Trying not to come. Oh, staying alive. Oh, staying alive.
That was horrible.
Yeah,
but funny.
I don't know if I go that far. Oh, that's right. Today is Kevin Smith's 24-hour tweet-a-thon.
Mm-hmm. Hey, who gives
him.
A shit?
Apparently not Noah. Jesus Christ.
So he's just going to stay up for 24 hours?
Apparently.
How often is he tweeting?
Looks like fucking constantly.
Jesus Christ. Like, is there anything funny, or is it just like, I'm sitting
down? Well, he's responding to questions. So you tweet and he'll respond.
Oh, right. I do remember hearing that.
Someone asked him, have you tried Batman Arkham video game? And he said, not yet. I've had my hands full of dicks. Because the movie he's working on is called
yeah,
A Couple of Dicks.
Couple of Dicks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I decided that, there's 30-some-odd people I'm following, and I did not want pages and pages and pages of Kevin Smith shit.
Why not? He's a funny fella.
He is a funny fella, but it's going to be 24 hours of exactly the same jokes. Somebody's going to ask him a question, he's going to turn it into some way that he's got a small dick, or he's banging a hot chick, or he enjoys having feces smeared on him, or he tried to blow himself once.
My friend has told me your anal fissure story 4 times now. Help. And then he goes, at least it has a happy ending. The brown eye heals. Good times. Yep. See, Andy, I can just read them to you. You don't even have to have your Twitter on.
Ah, well, let me just lean back, close my eyes, and drift off into a magical place where Kevin Smith speaks with Tim Babb's voice.
And is no longer successful. But he's no longer fat either, so...
Yep.
I wonder if Kevin Smith would trade all his success for skinniness.
You know, it's kind of like Samson. Cut off all of his hair. Kevin Smith would have funny lipo.
Is his Twitter that Kevin Smith?
Yep.
Yes.
So it looks like I just see the questions. Where does he answer the questions?
Like when he's done, like usually there's a quote, and at the end of the quote, he'll say something.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So he has to fit, so when he's quoting, is that part of his 140 characters?
Yes.
So he has even a shorter span to answer the questions.
Yeah, well, a couple of them he broke them up into one of two and, two of two.
Oh, okay. This Twitter's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't think I can get aboard. I mean, the reason I like Facebook is because you can do those status messages if you want, but then there's other stuff going on as well. Like, oh, I can go play a game, or I can see what pictures my friend posted.
Yeah, but you can see what trending topics are going around.
I think Twitter's a little bit too minimalist for me.
One of them is President Obama's possessive. Oh, the transcript of President Obama's address to the children.
The children. Who takes for the children?
Wow, District 9 is still a trending topic.
That's right, motherfuckers. People love District 9.
And so is Chick-fil-A. Why?
We ain't no Chick-fil-A.
Oh, free Chick-fil-A sandwich offer on Labor Day.
Oh, are you going to get in on that?
Hell no. I like my chicken to taste a little less like pickles. I am not kidding. The last time I had Chick-fil-A, I got fucking nuggets. You figure nuggets, there's no way that a pickle has ever touched that. And yet, it tastes like it had been dipped in pickle juice.
You love the pickle juice. You love it.
I make love to it, but that's on my own time, and I don't put it into my head after... Well, I do... Okay, I do drink it after I make love to it. But not when I'm in... Okay, I do drink it after I make love to it in public. Both things, the making love and the drinking it. But I don't like other people to know that it's on purpose.
I accidentally fucked it and then drank it.
Yep. Oh, that was one of the good lines on Harper's Island. Guy's talking about cheating. He's like, we didn't mean to. He goes, oh, you just slipped.
That was from Last Boy Scout.
Yep.
It was an accident. I tripped and my dick fell into your wife.
Oh, there we go. Noah Mike fail. Oh, yeah.
It's happening.
Oh,
yes. This TanCast Noah Mike Fail is brought to you by the Talking Joke Machine Contest. Remember, grab the link in the show notes and put that TanCast picture in your social networking site and spread the joy of TanCast throughout the internet, and you could win Jackie's Talking Joke Machine. Just send us a link to fucktards.com to your social networking site with the picture on your site. And remember, you gotta do it soon, because the contest ends as soon as the San Francisco Comedy Competition ends. Which reminds me, Tim Babb will be in the San Francisco Comedy Competition starting September 16th. For more information on that, go to this link in the show notes. And now, back to the show!
Tim, what are you doing today? Are you gonna go visit people?
No! I am free!
Oh, look at you, you homo.
I'm gonna try to get some work done on Labor Day.
You homo.
Hey, homos hey. All around.
Homos everywhere, but not a drop to drink.
We are the three homos. We are the three homos.
And homos forever will be.
That's annoying. We just lost every listener we ever had.
We just lost every listener. Speaking of which, I'm talking to Kristen from Mousedalgia on Yahoo while we're talking, and I was asking if there was anything she wanted us to discuss, and she goes, just keep it inappropriate and crude, that's all I ask. And I'm like, well, we're calling each other homos to the tune of Three Amigos, does that work? She's like, yep.
That's the kind of minimalist entertainment I expect from Tancast. Not minimalist, just minimally entertaining.
How about this? This is crude. I enjoy painting the walls of my home with my own bodily fluids. I'm currently sitting in the red room.
What about the white room, you know, or the yellow room, or the brown room?
I was like, you know what doesn't get a lot of visitors? The brown room.
Yeah, the brown room is my entryway.
You know what makes people cry? The purple room.
I don't even know what body fluid that is.
Exactly. That's why it makes people cry. that came from inside him. What happened?
It's after I drink a lot of grape Kool-Aid.
And then do
and
what?
I give it back.
And then just
get the grape Kool-Aid in, let it percolate for a couple of minutes, then stick a finger down my throat. Paint the wall. I was thinking the purple room would have to be like, I don't know, blood from the tip of my wang or something.
Why is blood from the tip of your wang purple?
The tip of my wang is purple and it gets purpler.
Okay.
I don't think I'd want to get blood out of the tip of my wang, though.
I don't. I like my wang sealed.
Yes.
Only the factory openings.
No modifications.
Nope. Oh, those people who fucking... It's like they, what do you call it, bifurcate their penis where it like splits off? What are you doing to the penis?
They turn their wang into a lobster claw?
Stick brads and ball bearings and fucking a spear and just stop it!
What?
I'd never get my penis pierced.
That sounds like fun.
Why are you so angry at your penis?
That sounds like a party.
Like, it enhances the sexual stimulation. Well, you know what? It already tickles when I touch my penis and wiggle it. I don't need any other little thing sticking through it.
The penis is your ultimate DIY toy. Like, that's all you need. You don't need to add any extra shit. I don't need IKEA to add another wing onto this penis.
I don't know. I think they take DIY too much. They're like, I am going to do this myself. I'm gonna hang, you know, a couple of wheels off of this thing, and I'm going to paint some stripes onto it and make it look like it's faster. I'm gonna stretch this side out, but not that side, because I really want to. I like the lopsided look. I think it's going to be in this fall. And I'm going to try to get into my ball sack and poke that one ball over to the other side to offset it so I don't walk crooked.
I just like to varnish it to keep it shiny.
Well, yeah, that's about all the care you should be doing. You should be polishing it and keeping it clean.
And also to make sure that, you know, water beads up on it so it doesn't stain.
Well, yes.
Scotch guard.
You got to Scotch guard the shit out of it.
Except it's cock guard.
Cock guard. That explains why I polish it so much.
It polished to perfection.
Yep. I like it. Oh, it's pink! Yep. But why is it shiny? Oh, the sound of horror in your voice, Tim. I still cherish that memory.
Was that when you were outside at Joe's house? Taking a whiz on the lawn and I saw it? Or was that when you, me, and Joe lived together?
I don't remember. I think it was like I whipped it out to freak you out. Or like I walked down the hall naked or something like that.
And it worked. I was freaked out because it was pink and shiny.
Why is it shiny? Because it's happy to see you.
No. It's not.
Oh, it is happy to see you. Hey, is Tim coming over?
Tell him to have a seat.
We can play some Dreamcast.
Tell him to have a seat.
Get some crazy taxi going on. Come on, Tim, I'm a penis. I like to play crazy taxi.
Come on, Tim, I'm a penis.
I don't know where the madness comes from.
Kevin Smith's going to be in San Francisco, Tim.
That's right. Are you going to go?
No.
I'm not going.
I'd like to see him free at Comic-Con.
Well, you got to pay to get in Comic-Con.
Well, yeah, but at least, you know, I'm getting more than just Kevin Smith for my buck.
I'm going to the D23 Expo, where he will not be, more than likely. It seems like it's like they're trying to make like a Disney Comic-Con. Huh. I don't know.
How huge is it going to be?
How huge is it going to be? I don't know, but like it starts at 9, and they said you can't line up before 5 a.m., so it sounds like they're expecting quite a big crowd.
Or they could just be overhyping it.
Yeah.
It could be. I don't know.
Didn't you miss out on getting those tickets, or was that something else?
Oh, that was several other D23 things. Fuck, every time there was something for D23, like, there's people who, like, try and didn't get it. Like, I have missed out on trying every single time there was something I wanted to do. There was, like, a tour of the Disney archives. Like, oh, I gotta remember to register for that. Oh, it was yesterday? Fuck. There was a thing for Disneyland's birthday. I'm like, oh, I gotta get in on that one. Oh, fuck me again.
They have these things on your cell phone called calendars that could give you reminders to do shit, Tim.
Nah. I don't have faith in those.
That was some
like,
thing.
I, like, I was up here in the Bay Area, and I was I delayed a trip back down to L.A. because I wanted to make sure that I was on in front of the internet in time to register, and I was sitting in front of the internet, not paying attention. The time passed, and I just went home and didn't even think about it until I was home. I was like, oh, yeah, that's why I was up there. Fuck me in the butthole.
Pass.
Do it, Noah. Do it. Get in there. Get the hard-to-reach spots behind the colon.
Clean it out. Squeeze my liver.
Oh, Stephanie. We were playing Pictionary last night, and Stephanie had colon, and she was drawing, like, a butt and the intestinal tract, and they were guessing everything but colon. The way she finally got it was she drew a stocking with bits of black things in it, and they went, coal. Colon! I get it now!
I get what you're trying to say.
Oh, man, I love it when you're playing... I'm sorry, I don't love it. I fucking hate it when you're playing Pictionary. And you're drawing something, and everyone's guessing, like, everything except the thing that you're trying to draw, and you look frustrated, like, you know, scribble through it or whatever, and you start to draw something totally else. And they keep guessing shit related to the thing that they weren't fucking getting with the first picture. It's like, no, clearly you were going down the wrong path. I'm now drawing something separate. Notice the squiggle I drew through the first thing I was trying.
I had to get them to say argument, and so I drew two people yelling at each other, and they kept saying, argue. And I would, you know, do the, yes, you're getting it gesture. And then they would go, like, they're screaming, disagreement. And I would shake them off, and I'm like, well, what do I draw to get them to say argument? Like, I can't go conjugate. So, like, I would go back, like, I circled the air in between them. Like, that was going to help for some. And then I even drew an arrow to the air.
And it helped? And then well, then they got it.
Yeah, eventually, like, one of them finally said argument. I was like, thank God. I had no idea what was going to do. Like, I was done. And then Noah's like, why don't you draw a mint? I was like, go fuck yourself.
How that's you draw the other a mint? Thing.
Everybody has suggestions for right after you're finished.
Yep.
That and taboo.
Well, they can't say it, like, right then. Hey, Tim,
no, no,
draw a mint.
But what I'm saying is, like, everybody, like, you know, that same person has trouble when they're finished drawing, but everybody has suggestions for them right as they're finished. Like, you know what I mean? Like, everybody who's not drawing has the best idea for what you could have drawn.
You know what you should have said?
That's because we're not under the pressure. We can relax.
Yeah.
Let our mind wander.
And, of course, those same people never remember the genius things you pulled out of your ass that they never would have come across. They only remember, man, he sucks. I totally would have had that specific one that I remember so well because that's the part of the story where I'm awesome.
No, I think we usually give people props when they do something. I'm like, I wouldn't have thought of that.
And then you forget those props and you go back to hating me.
Those all plays, though. Those are stressful.
Oof.
When all the teams are drawing the same thing at the same time, basically, like, and you hear other people starting to guess. Like, I always just start fucking up my drawing because I just go faster. Like, we were trying to draw a cookie jar, and I was in the middle of a jar, and I hear someone go jar. I'm like, fuck, and I just stop. Like, like the jar all of a sudden takes a left turn for no good reason. Like, if my team doesn't know that's a jar. They just know it's a bunch of fucked up lines.
Well, not only that, it's like in your mind, you know what it is, and you're like, oh, they're saying jar. My team will pick up on that, but they have no idea that they just said jar and that's part of it.
Yeah, so like you just stop drawing a jar and like get on to trying to draw a cookie?
Yeah, exactly.
And your team's going, cookie! It's jar. Cookie! It's not jar, it's cookie, dumbass!
Well, I tried to put cookies in my shitty jar. Oh, it was a hot mess.
What is that? Is that a bucket of shit? Bucket of shit! You know what's always the worst feeling on those all plays? When your team gives up looking at your pictures and goes and looks at the other teams.
What's going
no,
on
come back!
Here.
I almost had this! Come! I fucking hate you.
Ed has a lot of problems when he's playing Pictionary.
Because I draw like shit. Like, I should grab the pencil with my toes and pictures would come out about the same.
You don't like playing... You don't draw well?
I enjoy playing Pictionary. I enjoy the guessing part, but I am not what you'd call artistic or, you know, capable.
You're handy capable.
I am. I'm quite handy. And now we're back to making jokes about me polishing my wang. It's so shiny.
You're back to making jokes about you polishing your wang.
Man, my family actually eventually put Pictionary up and, like, never brought it down again because my brother is so fucking competitive. He'd run a fever when we were playing Pictionary.
Really?
Yeah, he'd get himself so... Like, my mom actually took him in. He's like, oh, I don't feel so well. And she turns around, she's like, you are bright red. Put a hand on his head. She's like, oh my God, took him in. He'd given himself a fever of like 102 because he was just so fucking worked up.
Hey, you can't play Pigchair anymore, son. You're going to kill yourself.
We'd make jokes about it thereafter, like, hey, we should get Pictionary out. Watch my brother kill himself. He's like, no, I'll be fine. Like, we start to play some other game where it's like, you know, not just that there's competition, because my brother is always very competitive, and he was a very sore loser when we were little kids.
What's that like? I'm a sore loser, too. That's
yes, I know. You had to buy your own Dreamcast controller when we lived together because you're a sore loser.
I never did. I just stopped playing your Dreamcast.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, Dreamcast.
No, you did. You bought a controller. The big blue one was yours.
I don't ever remember paying, but I think
I may have it now, actually. Or someone has it.
I don't have it. I don't have a gaming system. I'm so much a bad loser, I don't even own a gaming system.
Why no pimp need. Yourself?
Why throw it? Money out the window?
Yep. How many remote controllers did you break, Tim?
Not that many. Just two. It was the stereo that got broken with the remote control. That was really the crowning achievement.
Yes.
Fuck the stereo!
Didn't you take a mallet to a Walkman one time? Like, it ate a tape? Like, fuck this thing! Thor smash!
Thor?
You had a hammer?
Yes, but he didn't speak with... grammatically incorrect sentences.
He was the dumbest of the Norse gods.
The dumbest god is still smarter than the average,
Mexican?
Oh.
Racist punchline!
I was gonna go somewhere in the middle of the country, but I couldn't think of a state. I was like, who am I gonna make fun of? Who am I gonna make fun of?
Mexico's a state.
A state of perpetual misery.
Oh, that's sad.
There go our four Mexican listeners.
Adios, muchachos. So where were we before we got sad?
You were talking about your brother being a sore loser.
Yeah, that's right. So, sore loser, very competitive. Add those together just with the immediacy of Pictionary, and yeah, my brother was... Now that he's older, he'd probably give himself a heart attack.
That's no good.
No. Especially given that there's apparently a family propensity to that. Not dying while playing Pictionary.
Right, thank
well,
you.
Wouldn't that be eerie?
You would never want to play Pictionary.
Just make sure he's on me and Noah's team. If we play Scenic, then he'll be all right.
Yes. Movie Geeks Unite.
I love how that, like, they don't like to let me and Noah be on the same team for, like, Taboo, because we quote-unquote share a brain. And yet, there are times, like, one of the other of us will give it a clue, and you just look up and see the other one's face just like, what the fuck are you talking about, man?
You apparently think that I was there that time. The three of us were kind of the dream team in Taboo that one time. It was, what was it, Goldfish? And, like, one of you just said Andy or Andy's favorite or something like Andy's favorite snack or something like that. Goldfish!
Oh, you almost came up. We were playing.
You'll never guess. You'll never guess what it was.
Fat?
No. Come on.
Battlestar Galactica?
Nope.
No.
Something you wear. Besides fat.
Your mom's vagina wrapped around my shiny wang?
You're right. Crocs.
Yeah, when you heard the sigh a minute ago, right before the your mom's vagina thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could have used you on my team, though, because I was like, I got this one, I was like, well, I'll just say what I said, see if you get it. This was the pilot episode of Star Trek.
You've shit,
gotta
the
be
cage?
Shitting me. What'd you say?
The cage?
Yes. They all looked at me like, burr. I was like, you were all dead to me.
Yeah, like,
Jeff goes, yeah. Which Star Trek? I was like, shut your face.
Star Trek.
And not only that, but, like, other people, like, well, sorry, going back to when they think we share a brain. I mean, everyone else, like, we all hang out with each other a lot. So it's like, we have inside stories. So I don't know why they pick on me and you, Tim.
It's because they know we're awesome.
Yes. Just... I think it's sometime around the point where everyone decided that you two shared a bed.
That was only a couple times. It was cold.
It was chilly.
I had a bad dream.
We were curious.
I couldn't go back to sleep. I needed Noah's strong thighs to comfort me.
My strong manly thighs.
I still fondly remember the day when I realized that everyone had decided that you two were the gay ones and not Tim and I anymore. It's like, ah, freedom!
Freedom! Freedom!
Everyone's assuming that these are my gay friends, Tim and Noah. Not that that's my gay lover, Tim. My gay lover. Yeah, like you could be my straight lover. That's kind of redundant there. That's my straight lover, Tim. We take turns changing our sex. We are scientists. Ask us how.
We just fuck women in front of each other.
And just stare each other longingly in the eye.
Yeah. We're not gay. It's hot and humid today.
Where the fuck did that come from?
That is from the outtakes of Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Yes. And with so many things in our lives, we overuse the shit out of that.
That's what we do. We're
overusing. Is it slightly gay? We will declare it to be hot and humid today.
Whoa, bless you.
I'm sorry.
That was a good voice there, post-sneeze. I'm sorry. Honey cheese.
Laura.
Where did he go?
I don't know, but somebody from that show apparently got into porn afterwards.
Really?
That was the littlest girl, the one that just got written off the show and all of a sudden wasn't there anymore. Okay, and then I guess her parents spent all her money, so now she does porn. Or did porn. I don't know if she's still doing it.
Man.
Jamie
Foxworth. I don't know what the full story is, but there's some teacher, I think she was in Australia, either Australia or New Zealand, somewhere, you know, down and under-ish. She had gone on some cruise, had been in a bikini. Somebody else, I think, if I'm remembering the story correctly, had taken pictures of her in the bikini and posted them. Like, it wasn't even her, like, on her own MySpace. But it got out, and it was, like, a big scandal, and she got fired from the school and censured, and she could not find, like, she was suing them for wrongful termination and all. She couldn't find another job because of this big scandal and wound up doing porn.
Oh!
Like, to make ends meet.
That's horrible!
Wait, who is this?
Some school teacher.
It
was your mom, Noah.
No. My mom never taught school. She just did the porn for the fun of it.
Yep, there we go. Bikini-clad teacher Tiffany Shepherd, a.k.a. Leah Lust, turns to porn after being fired from school.
That's horrible. But how awesome is that if you're one of those kids she
taught? Apparently down and under for me is St. Petersburg, Florida. No, wait, Port St. Lucie High School. Where is that? In Florida. So apparently down and under is just America's penis.
When did it become okay to, like, fire people for, like, not even doing anything illegal, just doing stuff on their own time?
Yeah, even if she does post it on her MySpace, what the fuck does it matter?
Yeah, I got a big problem with that. I mean, I get the whole thing of, you know, anyone could see it, and, you know, there's certain standards of behavior or whatever, and schools can't expose themselves, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, you know what?
She's in a bikini.
Yeah, none of your goddamn business. She wasn't, like, sucking dick on her MySpace page.
Because then MySpace would have deleted it.
Yes.
Because they deleted the picture of me in my little leather shorts.
But, like, where's the line drawn of, like, you know, where work stops and your personal life ends and, you know, where they can't encroach on...
Wherever some arbitrary tight ass decides it is.
Seems like you could sue.
She did, and it didn't work, right?
Oh, did she?
Is that why she had to turn to porn? Or she turned to porn midway through because the lawsuit was taking too long? Oh, look who doesn't have all the details.
Let's see. No, I'm reading the thing. She turned to doing porn, she told a Florida news outlet, after losing custody to two of her three kids...
Jesus Christ!
...to her ex-husband... And sending out 2,500 resumes, even some to prisons, without landing a new teaching job.
Yeah, I would too.
But did she?
She got into the business after the captain of the fishing charter that got her into trouble in the first place recommended it as a good way to make money.
Oh!
Wow.
Oh, wow. Seems a little shady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry you got fired because I took those pictures and posted it. Why don't you do some porn?
You'll never get a teaching job again, but I'll tell you what, you can suck my cock. I'll take pictures and we'll post them.
I like that he's getting all whispery and creepy.
you know why I thought this was down under? Because I originally read it on, you know, thanks to Dig and their random linking to stories. instead of linking to something local, Digg had, I think, linked it to somewhere in Australia.
Australia.
So I assumed I was reading something at a .au website that was probably local down there.
He's really pissed off now.
Mel Gibson.
Crikey.
Murray.
And with football season starting, Sean Merriman, who's already been out a bunch on the San Diego Chargers. No. Stick with it. He was just arrested for choking Tila Tequila.
That bitch needs to be choked.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
I gotta go with Merriman on this one.
Yeah, you can't arrest somebody for doing what, you know, for living out everyone's fantasy.
Is Sean Merriman gonna have to choke a bitch? Yes, Sean Merriman, you are gonna have to choke a bitch.
And he did.
Okay, 1 second.
Well, Tim bailed out. Pick 3. Oh my god! The one in black, right?
Yes.
Oh, looks like she's got, like, panels in the middle there, too.
Yes. Still wonderful, though.
Wow.
Where the fuck did Tim go?
I don't know. But I was about to exclaim Jesus H. Christ, and then I realized I don't know what H stands for.
Jesus?
Is it Herbert?
I don't know.
Jesus Herbert Christ. Man, you know, if my dad gave me that name, I think I'd kill myself.
Herbert? I actually worked with a guy named Herbert.
I'm back.
Where'd you go?
I was talking to my wife.
Welcome back.
Why are you talking to that lady?
Because she's my favorite lady.
Because she's got huge boobs. Yes.
I don't think you need to be noticing that.
Too late. Noticed and...
So, why did you link us to picture number 3 on this site?
Because the girl in black on the right-hand side has... Boobs.
Fake.
No, I think the real, they're just covered up.
Look at, there's like, you can see like stuffing in the fleshy parts.
That's to cover nipples, I believe.
I think I'm going to have to look closer.
Looks fake to me.
Your mom looks fake.
No, my mom looks real.
She's going to really fuck.
Maybe they're fake. I don't know.
Oh, and Tim, while you were away, I decided that if the H in Jesus H. Christ stands for Herbert, that if my dad had given me the middle name Herbert, I'd kill myself. Probably with a cross.
Brum-bump.
So, my wife told me that she just found 2 termites in my side of the bed.
Yay!
No, not yay.
Sleep tight, little one. And they're going to be crawling all over you, and your face, and your little holes.
Oh.
In your ear, your nose, your mouth, your eyes.
Okay. Well, this isn't, I believe, from this year's Dragon Con, because it was posted in 2007, but there we go. The cosplay winner. I've declared it.
You know they have a whole site of Princess Leia's.
Do they?
Hang on. I have it bookmarked.
Do you?
I know. That shocks you to no end.
Tim, here goes. I am so surprised.
Leia'sMetalBikini.com. The splash page isn't much, but like, there's a gallery page.
I think that's her right there, isn't it?
What?
The girl that Andy linked to, is that the same girl that's on the cover?
Oh, is it?
I do not believe so.
They all look pretty similar.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, but there's like a whole gallery. Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you, geeky women, or women who are influenced by geeky culture and wear that Princess Leia bikini. God bless you all. You make the world a better place.
Jesus Christ, there's a bunch... Bookmark. Wait, no.
Oh, somebody had just linked... Shit. Oh, you know, I think it was on Digg. And I think I know how to find it. They called it something like a proof that we live in an unjust universe.
I don't like the way this site's laid out. I'm done.
That is a nice picture that Andy linked us to, though.
Mm-hmm. Saving that one. And here you go.
Album art.
This... the next one, the brutal reminder that life isn't fair on toplessrobot.com. I love that dude, who looks to be about 4'6". He looks like a dwarf from Peter Jackson movie. It has got the balls to wear a The Man, The Legend t-shirt around all of those Leias.
Well, he is around all those Leias.
Yes.
Maybe
would explain it. He's got a Leia harem because of the legend.
Do you notice that only one of the Leias really has any sort of skin pigment? The blonde one over to the left, the rest of them are really pale. I think these are genuine nerdettes.
I think so, too.
Well, I guess the one kind of to the right of him has a little pigment as well. The rest of them, whitey, white,
white,
white. To
our right of him,
white.
Yeah. Oh, and the one way, way, way over on our right seems to have a little bit of pigment, too.
If you splash milk on them, you'll never find it.
Yep. Hey, you know what? I think he's thinking the same thing. I'm going to splash my milk on them. You'll never
what
find
I
it.
Meant, dirty head. So if any of our listeners have pictures of themselves in metal bikinis, feel free to send them in.
Even male listeners?
Especially male listeners.
Okay.
Anyone. We don't care what your body type is. Nope. If you're in the Leia bikini, we're okay with it.
It's like the Catholic schoolgirl skirt. You look past the
No, Tim, it's not.
On.
It's really not.
Oh, it is.
Tim, I'm going to send Pedo Bear after you.
Oh, in the first picture, I didn't even notice the guy in the middle.
Yeah, me either. I just noticed him now. He's not even sure he's there.
Is this really happening?
I'm dreaming.
What's with the scary blue dead chick in the back, though?
I don't
Princess
know.
Leia is decomposing.
Zombie Princess Leia.
She's got, like, marks on her, like she's a zombie Princess Leia.
Yeah, it's that is taking cosplay, like, two stages. I'm not just Slave Leia. I'm Zombie Slave Leia.
I wonder which Hilton this is. I don't know why it matters.
You gotta go lick the titty residue.
No. I was wondering if it was the Vegas Hilton. That's what I was initially thinking.
Well, I think it's
Once you get to Princess Leia in the slave bikini, you can't go anywhere but to the bedroom to have some alone time.
Yep. That pic I sent you guys, because Firefox scales out pictures, I didn't realize how fucking huge that image was.
Yes, it's huge.
Yeah, I just clicked right in the middle of it on the area where there is the dude's head, and all of a sudden, it's like a horror movie, just dude's head.
Well, it's good, because you get to see the detail. But like, you know, at first it was like this class photo, where you're like, oh, I get the idea that there's a lot of them, but I can't really see any of them. But then you click, you're like, hello.
Whoa! The
you
one
can
in
the
front.
See all the nooks and crannies of this English muffin.
Yeah, the one in the front who's kind of like got her knees, like she's facing the camera, but they kind of got the knees far away from each other, like one ankle on the other knee.
Yeah, yeah.
When you zoom in, you realize that she's got that bikini where like you got to wax the sides because it's covering the slit and that's it.
Oh yeah, giggity giggity.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to scroll up to the face anymore. That one. Okay, yes, I'm gonna scroll back down from the face.
Mm-hmm.
If you go straight up from her, the girl above her looks like she's looking down at the girl below her's boobs.
She just looks generally unimpressed with the situation, like, I really thought I was going to be the only one.
But yeah, the blue one is definitely, yeah, when you zoom it in, she's got, like, veins and shit. That is Zombie Princess Leia. What the fuck?
Hot brains.
Slug tasty.
All right, well, that's it for another week of Tancast petering out and talking about nothing. Join us next week when we talk about more nothing. I'll probably still be looking at this picture.
Tip your waiter.
Tip her over.
Give your waiter your shiny tip.
It's been polished like a turd.
And remember, spay and neuter your parents.
We don't want to make another one of you.
Exactly. You don't either, because that's more the trust fund that you don't get.
All right.
Good night!
Kisses!
To sign off episode 65 of Tancast, I've got the Tancast Pep Squad. Alright guys, what do we want?
iTunes reviews!
When do we want them?
Now!
That's right, please, if you're an iTunes user, go to the iTunes store, give us a rating, give us a comment and a rating, that would be the most awesome thing ever. It helps people find the show, and we could really use it for some more publicity. Other than that, leave us a comment to Tancast.com, vote for us at Podcast Alley, and we will see you next week, where hopefully I'll have stories of the D23 Expo, and hopefully some happy tales from my stint in the San Francisco Comedy Competition. Thanks again for listening. We will see you again next week on Tancast.
Tancast. Well, Noah fixes that. I'm going to go back to listening to Michelle Bachman sing.
Who's Michelle Bachman?
Follow along, Tim.
To what?
The auto-tune the news that you sent me, where I was complaining that shit crazy Michelle Bachman was the first person singing.
That was fucking 40 minutes ago, dude.
It is time to stand up and say, we get to choose, we get to choose. It's one of the two, liberty or tyranny.
Can we please choose something in between? Mediocrity,
chastity,
poverty,
obesity,
there are not any pretty things.
The underlying bill represents the tyranny of the government. It's our choice, what will we choose today? Will we choose liberty or will we choose tyranny?
It all depends who gets to be the tyrant.
I thought there's been
bill is about the climate.
Just remember these four words for what this legislation means. Jobs, 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 and jobs. Let's vote for jobs.
And jobs, and jobs.
Don't forget about jobs.
Those in favor say aye.
Between the two sides, now boils down to one word: freedom.
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 Freedom to allow the American people to live their lives.
Hell no, 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 no.
Let's allow America to flourish, to allow jobs to flourish, and allow freedom to flourish. Hell no.
I am warned that one day Michael Jackson would wake up dead, wake up dead.
Meredith, I had warned everyone. One day, we're going to have this experience. I feared this day, and here we are.
Keith, people often die for very strange reasons. They wake up dead, wake up, wake up dead.
Waking up,
waking up,
waking up,
waking up.
Waking up is a strange reason to die.
Woo! Auto-tune the news, auto-tune the news. Sarah Palin sounds bad.